Sports.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
The one guy who won tonight is the happiest guy on this planet right now. It's Ron Paul, because he's the only one actually saying what he believes.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
Robert Scott Bell.
At least 15 high school students are suffering from an illness that causes them to have uncontrollable twitching and verbal outbursts.
Contaminated rock and fill and soil was used to build the new school.
Robert Scott
Robert
Bell.
Scott Bell.
Paula Deen, the Butter Queen, kept her diagnosis of type 2 diabetes a secret.
You waited until you got a big pharmaceutical company to pay you.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
In 1965, Vietnam seemed like just another foreign war, but it wasn't. It was different in many ways, and so were those who did the fighting. In World War II, the average age of the combat soldier was 26. In Vietnam, he was 19. According to a Veterans Administration study, half of the Vietnam combat veterans suffer from what psychiatrists call post-traumatic stress disorder. Many vets complain of alienation, rage, or guilt. Some succumb to suicidal thoughts. 8 to 10 years after coming home, almost 800,000 men are still fighting the Vietnam War.
PTSD, Veterans Day. And if I was going to come on board today, Super Don, and complain about how tired I am from being 2 weeks on the road, I'm going to toughen up. I'm not going to be a wussy boy.
No.
Listen, it is Veterans Day here. We want to acknowledge those who have served, those who are serving, those who take their oath seriously, in particular to pretend to defend, protect the Constitution for these United States. And the people defend liberty. Now, we've got certainly some controversial discussion today on that topic, but if you'd like to chime in on any of it, I am back in studio, and I am just going to say it, not complaining. I am plain tired. I'm tired.
Yes,
so
are.
If you want to call in and add to the show, if Super Don, he's probably rested, so he can handle it now that he's hosted once, you can give us a call at 866-939-2355, 866-939-2355. Listen, I'm happy to be back home, but, dude, wow, what a ride. What an incredible weekend, though. I have to say a shout-out to all the folks that came to Atlanta for the Weston Price Conference as well.
Yeah, well, it's good to have you back. It's good to have you back. I mean, I did not even know. I thought you were going to be back, and I was like, oh, no, that's right. He's got to go to Atlanta. Well, he'll be back. Oh, wait a minute. No, he's got to be there through the weekend. Well, he'll be back. So it is good to have you back. But and it's good to have you back.
I'm not totally back. I'm not really back, because you can hear me. My brain is halfway still somewhere in the air, 39,000 feet,
that's
and we
okay.
hope it arrives sometime before we have Dr.
Bizarro. I'm glad you made it back for Veterans Day. It's good to have you back on a day when, you know, like you said, we honor the men and women who have, you know, been called to serve, who have gone and served, and, you know, as with the song that we came in with, I mean, when was the last time you heard that song? I don't even know why that popped into my head, but that's a blast from the past, 1985, you know, and back then that was pre all of these wars that happened since then. So the one that they were focusing on, Paul Hardcastle was the guy that put that song together. He was focusing on the dilemma, you know, the tragedy of the men and women that came back from the Vietnam War and what they went through as a result of what they experienced and what they went through while they were there. And it's interesting because, you know, back in the 80s, the term that was used for the condition that they had when they came back, the stress, the anxiety, the effect emotionally, mentally, psychologically, was something called post-traumatic stress disorder.
Stress disorder. Yeah, it's interesting, Super Don, because it wasn't always known as PTSD, was it? I mean, there's a whole history here. They sell it. The PR company's got to kind of modify it. And I remember a word that was far different when I was growing up talking about, because we, you know, we learned in our era. I came onto this planet, joined everybody here who's been around that long, a year after the Vietnam police action officially started. And, you know, we talked different language because talking to my parents and grandparents, we discussed World War II, and of course Korea, and even, yes, the Vietnam action, because my uncle, who ended up was a medic at the time and a physician later, x-ray technique, nuclear medicine guy, and eventually died of the treatment for his cancer. We've talked about that story on the air. But that was very common, commonly discussed, the people coming back from Vietnam with PTSD. But interestingly enough, it hasn't always been known as that. Now there are about 23 million people evidently living as U.S. veterans, majority of which served in Vietnam. And, of course, since then, the Gulf Wars and everything else, now Afghanistan, et cetera. We'll get into that. But I think it would be good, and Subran, you put together this not only the song 19 that we opened with today. By the way, check it out, robertscatbell.com, all the links in the show notes today, as I am sort of semi-back, 866-939-2355, if you want to chime in on Veterans Day. If we go back in time to that era, you know, you have put together, I think it's a montage of George Carlin actually discussing the way it was all the way back in the 20th century.
It's a clip of the great George Carlin, who I miss very much, talking about the term that was used and how it became, you know, affected by political correctness over time. Mm-hmm. Here's George Carlin talking about what used to be called something else.
There's a condition in combat, most people know about it, it's when a fighting person's nervous system has been stressed to its absolute peak and maximum, can't take any more input. The nervous system has either snapped or is about to snap. In the First World War, that condition was called shell shock. Simple, honest, direct language, two syllables, shell shock. Almost sounds like the guns themselves. That was 70 years ago. Then a whole generation went by, and the Second World War came along, and the very same combat condition was called battle fatigue. Four syllables now. Takes a little longer to say. Doesn't seem to hurt as much. Fatigue is a nicer word than shock. Shell shock. Battle fatigue. Then we had the war in Korea in 1950. Madison Avenue was riding high by that time. And the very same combat condition was called operational exhaustion. Hey, we're up to eight syllables now. And the humanity has been squeezed completely out of the phrase. It's totally sterile now. Operational exhaustion. Sounds like something that might happen to your car. Then, of course, came the war in Vietnam, and thanks to the lies and deceit surrounding that war, I guess it's no surprise that the very same condition was called post-traumatic stress disorder. Still eight syllables, but we've added a hyphen. And the pain is completely buried under jargon. Post-traumatic stress disorder. I'll bet you, if we'd have still been calling it shell shock, some of those Vietnam veterans might have gotten the attention they needed at the time. I'll bet you that.
All right, well, the question I have, Super Don, when I hear that, because that was the term going back, shell shock. You know, we used to use that term growing up. You know, if you were, you know, something stunned you in a sense, like you were like, God, I got there and I felt like I was shell shocked. Right. It was a common part of my vernacular growing up.
And I still use it today, sure.
Yeah, it's not like we're not, but the people that are, you know, a wee bit younger than us old guys, you know, may not know what that even means. And that was a great piece to play today on Veterans Day because they recognized this battle scenario, post-battle scenario of what they now call, as you said, post-traumatic stress disorder, PTSD, which is, of course, treated with what? SSRI medicines, anti-anxiety medicines, literally things that would, you know, basically drug the vets that have, shocking exposure on the battlefield, which has been known about for as long as there's been war, just about.
If you remember, I think it was about a week ago, we were covering a story that came out on Reuters about how vets are being given these psychiatric drugs even without diagnosis. And a shocking statistic in that report is that the older vets between the ages of 65 and 85, which would be the guys that fought in those wars in Vietnam, were the ones that were most commonly prescribed these psychotropic drugs without any formal diagnosis and were the least likely to get any mental health treatment, any type of, you know, something that might actually help them outside of the realm of drug prescriptions. And these are the guys, you know, that we're opening with, we're talking about, that fought in that Vietnam War. 800,000 people, you know, came home from that war, and they were still fighting the war, and they were home because they were dealing with these things. And now we're just throwing drugs at them. You know, we don't know what to do here, but we'll give you these drugs and we'll just dumb you down so to the point where, you know, you're not having these problems because you can't think. You know, you're barely functional. You're barely conscious. You know, and it's a horrible thing that's going on here. And so, you know, on a day when we're supposed to be honoring these veterans, I think the way we can honor these veterans is by saying, look, there are other things we can do here other than drugging you up and just throwing you out into the world with a bottle of pills. You know, there's something else that has to be done for these guys and the new unfortunate generation that's coming back from these newer wars. That, again, and listen, we have to differentiate between supporting troops and supporting the war, because, especially here on this show, we don't support these wars that are going on, because too often, and if we go back in history, these wars have been started for the wrong reason. These people have been sent over there to do things and be affected this way.
For the bankers, it always comes back. All the wars fought for the bankers to indebt and enslave nations and the people who perceive they are citizens subject to the jurisdiction of those nations who go into debt or that go into debt. This is a very deep level discussion that we, you know, even in, if we did all 2 hours each day for this, we'd never be able to uncover it all. But I want to acknowledge that there is a differentiation between the concept of supporting the troops. In fact, you know, my argument has been, and others have said this, that the best way we could support the troops is to bring them home from unconstitutional, undeclared wars. That, I think, a lot of folks, if you sit back, will say, yeah, I think that's really a good idea. But the question is, will we ever learn? Why not bring them home? If the veterans would do something to honor the future veterans, my suggestion would be to do something to make those chicken hawks in the Democrat and Republican parties stop this nonsense of fighting war for oil, or in reality war for bankers ultimately, although we know that oil plays a role in there as well. So we'll talk about this. If you want to chime in on this subject at 866-939-2355. We've got some physiological health issues to cover as well. Flus and colds, are they treated with certain over-the-counter drugs? Do they work? What about the new fraud for vaccinations, the MMR shot from Merck? And a relationship question that will rile up the ladies. You got to get ready for that. Oh, my gosh. I hope the vets will protect us when we cover that subject.
Who'd you say that masked man was?
It's a bird.
It's a plane.
It's Robert Scott Bell.
Here I come to save the day.
For thousands of years, silver has played an essential role in safeguarding human health. Robert Scott Bell Show listeners know that Sovereign Silver, bioactive silver hydrosol, is the purest and most effective form of silver available. Only Sovereign Silver contains the smallest and most active particles in every bottle, each batch rigorously safety tested to guarantee the highest quality. At only 10 parts per million, Sovereign Silver outperforms other colloidal silvers 50 times more concentrated. Sovereign Silver acts faster than echinacea, oil of oregano, and other immune products. Tastes like water and has more uses than anything else for the immune system. And Sovereign Silver now comes in a topical first aid gel. Use Sovereign Silver gel on cuts, scrapes, minor burns, bug bites, itching, eczema, diaper rash, and more. Sovereign Silver is the number one selling silver brand in the U.S. For a free information packet to order or for a store near you, call 888-328-8840. That's 888-328-8840 or visit sovereignsilver.com.
Hi, this is Gary Cooper with Midas Resources Gold and Silver. Government shutdown, inept politicians, entitlements, looming Obamacare. The death of the U.S. dollar as a global reserve currency is what nobody wants to acknowledge. We have a debt bubble that cannot be paid and will eventually crash the dollar. If you're concerned about keeping your money, why not consider storing your wealth in gold and silver? Call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130. Together we'll discuss your options of buying gold and silver. Again, the global elite have plans for your money, and it doesn't include you. So call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130, and we'll discuss your options of buying precious metals. Also, I can send you information on how you can roll over your IRA or 401k into a precious metal IRA. Again, don't get caught with money in your account when the dollar crashes. Call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130.
Heart and Body Extract continues to receive positive testimonials from people who have experienced amazing results, like Reed.
I just wanted to send you a quick but a very big thank you for Heart and Body Extract. I've been on the formula for nearly a month now, and the improvement in the circulation of my legs has been simply amazing.
Reed was facing a tough choice.
I was facing surgery due to the severity of 100% blocked arteries in both my legs. And my decision, waiting for surgery, to say no and try Heart and Body Extract instead, has been thankfully the right decision.
And the result?
I can now walk up steps without noticeable pain.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, for a long and healthy life.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, I can help you reduce or eliminate your tax debts and end your tax nightmare. Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce and eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. And with the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
In studio, but out of my body, but not out of my mind, I don't think, here. The Robert Scott Bell Show, Veterans Day Edition. It's also Advanced Medicine Monday. We'll connect with Dr. Rasha Bitar. He is, of course, a military vet as well, so we'll be able to talk about some of these issues. Obviously, in this show, we'll tackle some of the controversies. We don't just have a blind rah-rah session. I mean, for me, it gets kind of cloying, all the people that say, support the troops, and I say, listen, they might be sincere about it, but as I said, support the troops, bring them home, or even better yet, you want to stop PTSD in its tracks? Stop sending these kids to these unconstitutional incursions. Even the Vietnam War was technically not a war, it was a police action. Since World War II, there was no declaration, constitutional declaration of war, which was required by the Constitution. So that is an issue. You know, we can get Oath Keepers in on this mix, maybe. That would be a cool discussion as well. But we do want to help the vets as well, because there's a lot of PTSD that's very real that is not evidence of a Prozac Paxil deficiency or anti-anxiety med deficiency. And things like that, we do want to increase omega-3 essential fatty acids into these troops, increase the fats, detoxify the metals. Also, a lot of these have been exposed to different chemical munitions. Also depleted uranium. There are so many things working against these troops. Plus, we've talked about this, Super Don. The MREs, have they gone organic and non-GMO yet?
No.
I don't think so.
They have not. I'd be surprised. But
no, they have not. So there's a whole host of things working against our troops in our very own military-industrial complex. If we can call it our very own, technically it's not. You know, even if you say the Pentagon, is it the U.S.? No, it belongs to the corporations at this point. Are they caring for the troops? Well, only if you consider the VA system the shining beacon of post-war, post-police action care via psychiatric medication. No detoxification. There's no far infrared heat saunas. There's no homeopathic metal detox formulas happening there. You know, we've talked about the use of, for instance, silver, although they have used it in World War II on the battlefield to cauterize wounds with silver nitrate. Where is the use of silver for these guys and gals coming back with massive infections? That's not happening. I mean, there's some serious stats you can compare from Vietnam to today. I think you have some numbers there.
Yeah, well, you know, we were talking about Vietnam, And, you know, obviously since then there have been wars in Iraq and Afghanistan, you know, for the most part, that soldiers have come back. And, you know, it's shocking, you know, no pun intended, shell-shocking, to see some of these statistics. 21% of the troops who served overseas sought treatment from the VA for PTSD from 2005 to 2009. And the total number of troops that have served in Iraq and Afghanistan, 2.5 million. So do the math.
Yeah.
That's a lot of troops. I mean, 21% of 2.5 million.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and these people are coming home. And, you know, I mean, how many times have we seen stories, you know, in the news where, you know, these vets are committing crimes, they're doing things, they're snapping, you know, there's shootings and there's things going on. And, you know, something needs to be done. And obviously drugs are not fixing the problem.
No, they're absolutely not. They're compounding it. They're compounding it.
So, short of not going to war, which is a much more complex solution and something that's not easily done, unfortunately.
But that is a myth. The myth of the limited solution gets me so upset. The idea that, and I acknowledge what you're saying there. People will go, no, that's what they said about Ron Paul. No, that's too radical. We can't do that. But because they do that, and because people accept that, it never freaking gets done. I snap. I go, enough of that.
I agree with you. We are in agreement on that. The point that I'm making is that at this point, even if we just look at the fact that these guys have gone to war, they've come home. It's unfortunate that they went under the pretenses of, you know, defending freedom, when really what they were doing was defending the bottom dollar, you know, bottom line, defending the dollar in somebody else's pocket and the agenda that somebody's trying to further. They come home, they're given drugs. Outside of giving them drugs, what is it that we can do? You know, what can we offer them as a solution for these things they're going through? That they can avoid the drugs, they can avoid the psychiatric baloney that's being thrown at them. What is it they can do?
Read what we write here at Robert Scavell. Go to natural. Hear what we say. For goodness sake, food. Like what we did this weekend, real food. These people can't come. They don't eat real food anymore. They're not fed over there. But remember that the very first thing that happens when these troops sign up to go abroad is they get shot by their own commanding officers, the medical staff in there. And this is where we get the Nazification of the military. The doctors are injecting toxic experimental poisons in these troops before they're even shot at out in the field. And we've got some news about vaccine fraud attacking your children as well. And I know the troops aren't out there trying to protect the medical industrial complex, are they? Call me, 866-939-BELL. It is Veterans Day on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Dr. Rasha Bittar will chime in a little while as well on that. Super Don's here at the house. Tom's on the board. We'd love to hear from you. We got news after this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show. In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
For 15 years, medical labs have identified and studied redox signaling molecules. Produced within every cell, these molecules are the key to unlock cell repair and replacement. We all produce these amazing molecules, but from puberty on, less and less. But a breakthrough has been made. The world's only redox signaling molecule stabilized outside the body. ASEA is both natural and native to the body, rebuilding your supply of these amazing molecules. The benefits clinically proven. An unprecedented 500% increase in the activity and effectiveness of your own antioxidants. For athletes, a proven 10% performance boost. Yes, even proven by double-blind placebo-controlled trials. And there's more to tell you. Lots more. So go to www.rdxnatural.com. That is www.rdxnatural.com. Let us guide you to the science, support, and the money-back guaranteed first month's trial. RDXnatural.com.
It's time for a home security quiz. What effective home security device is smaller than a coffee cup, fakes out burglars into thinking someone is home at your house while you're away, plugs into any wall outlet, is recommended by many police departments, and sells for less than $30? Yes, it's Fake TV. This year, about one in every 50 U.S. homes will have a break-in, with burglars usually picking the easy target, a dark house that looks like no one is home. Fake TV is a small electronic security device device that makes it look like someone is home watching TV by simulating the light from a real TV. Fake TV could be the difference between coming home to a secure house or one that's been ransacked. To get your fake TV for only $29.95 with free shipping, go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283. An e-cig revolution is sweeping across the country. But is yours American-made? Vapriate e-liquid by LaCig is. Manufactured in Arkansas with 100% USA-sourced ingredients. And when you buy American, you support local jobs. Vapriate e-liquid by LaCig is top quality at an affordable price. The very principle that once drove the American economy. Get great taste with no ash, tar, or smoke. You'll be wondering why you didn't make the change to Vapriate e-liquid by LaCig a long time ago. LaCig.com has everything you need, for beginners to the advanced vaping enthusiast, with a wide variety of hardware and also imported e-liquid flavors as well. Plus, LaCig smokes the competition with fast, free, same-day shipping, real people customer service, and a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. Support our country and become a Vapriate at LaCig.com or call 870-525-1440. 870-525-1440. LaCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95, on sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Robert Scott Bell.
Let's take a walk on the wild side.
Alrighty. You're everywhere, baby. Radio, TV, the papers. Am I right?
Robert Scott Bell. Bell.
All right, you want to call us? We're having trouble with the phones today. We'll see if we can clear them out. Maybe, Tom, if you get me a heads up, we can put out an alternate number. Definitely wouldn't mind hearing from you. And I know there are people out there that want to be heard from on this issue. I just heard from my friend Francisco Rodriguez. He's got a nice piece on the social networks. He wrote about it as well. You know, if we look at what we should be sorry for, is that we've allowed these so-called leaders and rulers to send our boys and girls over many decades into these unconstitutional battlefields. That's the apology, if you will. That should be. But we've got a lot more healing to go. Of course, we'll talk more about it with Dr. Rasha Bitar as well today, as a military veteran he is. And we'll carry on. You can see the links at robertscottbell.com to all of these things we plan to cover. Some we've covered already. So ticked off, not at super, you know, what he that I'm You'll be happy to know I'm not only home and back in studio, but I'm back in. Be back. Okay, we're ready to rock and roll here. Now, I mentioned the on the they sign up, basically. They are basically relegated to become not privates or corporals or colonel, whatever they rank. They're pin cushions, private pin cushion. And at that point now, experimental medicaments are injected into these troops, and that sets the stage for a lack or an inability to handle what happens to them on the battlefield, because there's always some percentage that do go into that PTSD shell shock scenario. Some somehow survive it. You know, I know some folks that have served in Afghanistan and Iraq personally that seem to be very well adjusted, have rejected all the drugs. But then again, they tend to be aware enough to eat clean foods. They're aware of detoxification. They have a different outlook on life. Those that are not are suffering greatly because of this. And I would say if you want to help somebody in this manner, help them, give them, you want a care package, give them food, give them detoxifiers, get them selenium from Jonathan at choosetobehealthy.com. Send them a big tub of One World Whey so that they can enhance the glutathione production, so they can remove the heavy metals that were introduced in the vaccines. These are the things. My sponsors, they support this, not only the message of health, freedom, and healing liberty, but they actually facilitate the body's recovery, and therein lies the key to recovering the mind, the sanity aspect, the emotional trauma aspect. You know, I do the 911 stress control would be great, much better than in many cases these drugs that are taking the suicidal ideations and just bringing them out into the open, and no longer is there a governor on the behavior, so that suicide rates are just horrific among the troops in this way. So that's it. Let me know if we have a number that works today. We'll put it out there for everybody. In the meantime, I want to jump into this latest.
We do actually have a number. We'll throw this out now. The number that you can call for today's show, just because the technology gods are not cooperating, is 877-317-6432. 877-317-6432.
All right, 877-317-6432. And we don't have a lot of time to take calls because we want to get into it with Dr. Batar. Likely not. So if you want to call in, try now. But this article here, I talked with Mike earlier today about it. Vaccine fraud exposed. Measles and mumps making a huge comeback because vaccines are designed to fail. This according to Merck virologist whistleblowers. Now, some might argue, no, they're not designed to fail. It just kind of happens that way. Now, we can split hairs or split needles on this. But the reality is, if indeed the vaccines worked and they totally eradicated the, let's say, manifestation of these diseases, then you would likely see the waning of interest in them because the diseases were gone. This is often argued as a reason why a lot of folks are saying, well, we're not vaccinating because, hey, I don't need to. The diseases are gone and everybody else is vaccinated. But the reality when you look behind these claims is that there's an incredibly high failure rate on these vaccinations, and that many of these diseases, including, you know, the whooping cough, measles as well, happening in fully vaccinated populations, with only a very small percentage of those outside of that realm. But some would argue, and that's what Mike is writing about here, that there's a planned almost immediate obsolescence. Because in this way, what happens? Without the fear of the disease, how can these companies call for more funding? More taxpayer funds being used to invest in what? Newer, better, stronger, more comprehensive vaccinations. And they have such an incredible stranglehold on the consciousness of the average American, much less the average politician, that this is all they need is, oh my gosh, looks like we got an outbreak. They could then claim perhaps, well, this is a stronger version, this is a different version. Sure. All we need is more of your money. You see how this right. game is played? Does that make any sense?
And for anybody who might think this is some kind of a weird tinfoil hat conspiracy, you know, crazy person statement that you're making, this is backed by science. This is backed by evidence. Because back in January, there was a study that was published in the, you know, well-acclaimed New England Journal of Medicine. And it revealed that this huge, astounding number of 97% of children affected by a mumps outbreak that swept the Northeast back in 2009, if you remember, we talked about that right. then, had already been vaccinated. They'd already been vaccinated happened? For it. And suddenly, wait a minute, hold on. How did I get the mumps? I've already been vaccinated. Some of them have been vaccinated twice. And they still got the mumps. How do you explain it?
What happened to herd immunity, right? That whole idea.
Right.
97% of them.
Well, see, that's why. They got the mumps because of the kids that didn't get vaccinated, right? Wait a minute.
Right. That's the claim.
Yeah.
But, of course, we come back to the old, common sense rule. If your vaccines work, what have you to worry about out there about those that don't? Then they'll say, well, we're worried that they'll infect those that can't get the shot for some other reason, like they're truly immunocompromised and they actually, in the rare instance, acknowledge it and they don't shoot them up. Of course, they don't have the science on their side. It's fraud from bottom to top. Doesn't mean that there are cogs in the wheel that have no earthly idea what's going on and they're just simply lost in a haze of scientism. You know, we even call it religiosity, the belief in these things. And I know, Super Don, Dr. Batar and I love talking about this subject, so we may end up going down that road today.
Yeah. Well, you know, it's funny because they're so lost in all of the their own self-induced insanity, okay, that you know what the explanation they gave for the outbreak was? They said that the features of this outbreak suggest that intense exposures, particularly among boys in schools, facilitated transmission and overcame vaccine-induced protection in these patients.
Right. So do you hear the warfaring technology? I should say that terminology, right? It's like these boys that probably, quote unquote, were not vaccinated, they were so powerful and so strong that they just stormed the beachhead. They overwhelmed our defenses and, you know, just made their way in. Do you hear that? Do you see that the visuals created in that way? And yet their strength is in saying vaccines actually work. And if they did, of course, how could a few boys in a grade school overwhelm their defenses, right? Because you know what they're doing. They're hawking up loogies on these people. They're like, are you vaccinated for rubella? Come on. That's insane. You know, and your only defense against that is to wrap your kids in saran wrap and send them to school. Please don't do that. You cannot breathe through saran wrap. Don't do that. But the point is, it's an absurd notion that the, you know, if you simply have artificially stimulated antibody production, you got the antibody. Oh my gosh, hooray! It's like this you worship the antibody in the junk immunology of the vaccinologist. And if you have it, then all right, we did it, hooray for us! Recognizing what we've covered over the years here, that having an antibody no more guarantees that you will not get the disease than not having one. And in fact, in many cases, you can overcome the disease and not elicit antibodies, not show a titer count. So there are other ways to address this. But that's not acknowledged because it doesn't fit into the economic imperative, political and economic imperative, to make vaccines mandatory. And believe me, this is where it will go if Obamacare succeeds. I don't believe it will. But if there are enough sheeple that try to sign up, even though, Super Don, you in Oregon, nobody, evidently, latest news, zero have signed up in Oregon. Zero!
Yes.
And yet more people are losing. Did I mention on the air over the weekend? I can't remember. I think I mentioned my mom got a letter of cancellation for her insurance policy. She's 79. And they said, nope, you can't have that one. Doesn't meet Obamacare standards. Like, she needs coverage. I mean, this is ridiculous. Also, this was another thing I mentioned. I think I mentioned it in my lecture. My mom got notice that she's going to be fined because she didn't sign up for Medicare Part D. You know what that one is? Remember that one?
Medicare Part D. Medicare Part D is
drug.
It is the prescription. The supplemental. Right.
For prescription drugs. She says,
right.
I don't use them. I don't want to use them. I will never use them. So why do I have to sign up? And they say, well, if you don't sign up, we're going to fine you for something you're never going to use. Do you see the idiocy and lunacy of government mandated medicine? And yet there are, of course, millions of Americans that have said, well, I got to have prescription drugs. And here, am I picking on you? Maybe not you listening to the show right now, but maybe some Americans out there fall into the drugged out sheeple camp. And you need to hear this message. I will agitate you a little bit. It's okay. But, of course, the agitation today on Veterans Day, perhaps I rubbed you the wrong. I don't think I did because I think we put proper perspective on it. Because, it is a hard, let's say, linguistic road to hoe when we're talking about supporting the troops yet not supporting the actions that they're sent to do. You know, and then at some point as well saying, what is the responsibility of those going into the military to know and disobey unconstitutional orders? Of course, they end up in Leavenworth, likely. So it's a really tough scenario. I'm just saying, can we learn now for our future kids and grandkids out there to just don't freaking sign up for the military until they get their constitutional act together? Otherwise, you're going to be a pawn, cannon fodder, in wars for bankers and wars for oil. So coming back to the Veterans Day discussion, that is, you know, of great concern to me, that no one should suffer this way. But I know there are karmic loops and karmic links. There are things, there are debts to have paid and repay, and it's a whole bigger spiritual perspective. I'm not disavowing any knowledge of that. But it's, again, it's very difficult to go that deep on a day where here we are to acknowledge and honor and say thanks to those who have served appropriately in their own way. And, again, we appreciate those that have. And again, I like the Oath Keepers. We'll get more into that. Maybe Dr. Bittar can mention that. But all right, let's take a quick break here. We will go. Hey, let's wade into relationships, shall we? That you want to talk controversy? Yeah. All the wives out there are going to be really mad, but they better not be, because if they are, it's their fault, according to this perspective that we're going to reveal after this break, right here, right now, on the Robert Scott Bell Show, robertscottbell.com, National News Radio. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, this is Jonathan Wagner. We have an internet website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, that carries many of the products discussed on Robert's show, including 100% whole food chromium and selenium, silica, as well as Sovereign Silver and Nordic Naturals. ChooseToBeHealthy.com features the Rolls-Royce of probiotics. It's Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Dr. O'Hara, a world-renowned microbiologist, formulated a unique probiotic that blends ancient Japanese fermentation methods with 21st century technology. No refrigeration is needed. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics contains the strongest lactic acid bacteria known to man based on scientific laboratory research. 6.25 times stronger. Quite simply, it works and works very well. So go to our website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, or call us toll-free, 866-424-1077. That's 866-424-1077. We're here to help.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY. Or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735. 1-866-VENUS-FLY. Or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
This is an important announcement for anyone with a student loan who is having trouble making their monthly payments. Pay attention. There is a special toll-free hotline that has been set up especially for you. Grab a pen and take down this number or put in your cell phone. But call 1-800-652-3709. That's 1-800-652-3709. When you call the National Student Loan Relief Hotline, you'll get free information. Free information to help you relieve the overwhelming financial burden of an ongoing, endless student loan. If you are behind, late on payments, or even in default on your student loan, the National Student Loan Relief Hotline can help you. You may also be able to cut your payments in half right away. The National Student Loan Relief Hotline can also stop the harassing phone calls, wage garnishments, and even remove tax liens. But you have to call 1-800-652-3709. The National Student Loan Relief Partner Companies have helped thousands of people just like you fix their student loan problem. Call 1-800-652-3709 for free information today. That's 1-800-652-3709.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these specials. A 14 by 21 foot shop for under $6,000 or a 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's $5,000. Square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
We have phones not optimal today. I want to take a question coming off the website at robertscottbell.com. Before we upset the ladies in our audience, you wives, listen up. Get your emotions in check before I begin this next discussion. First of all, question of the day. Would mixing some colloidal silver with raw eggs make them safer to eat? And if so, how much colloidal silver do I use? I can't find a good local source of organic eggs in my area, so I have to buy some from a local food store. Does mixing colloidal silver with raw eggs reduce the nutritional value of the eggs? I download your show and listen to it while driving my truck, which will have cameras installed that will watch me in the road ahead of me. 1984, he repeats that three times. Bill, well, Bill, okay. These, you know, for those folks who are concerned about the bacterial content of raw eggs, because they always say, don't eat them raw, but if you've got healthy eggs that you know the source of, you're not going to have a problem there. So if you want to add some silver into it, I can't tell you how much because unless you're using, you know, the same kind of silver and you have the same kind of eggs each time, who knows? I mean, put a teaspoon in there, find a little water them down. It'll neutralize bacterial species, particularly those with a negative zeta potential, which tend to be more pathogenic. So, yeah, you could do that if you want.
Yeah, it wouldn't hurt anything, I guess, right?
No, I don't think it would impact significantly in any way the nutritional content. So, Bill, if you want to go it, knock yourself out. Of course, say hi to the folks at Sovereign Silver. They're the ones that have an almost 100% activated form of silver at sizes that will not bioaccumulate. So, all right, there you go. That's your answer. Now, to the ladies. This wasn't me delaying because it's like I'm a little nervous to see this story with you, Super Doug. You know, because I'm a married man. I have a wife, and I, you know how it is, man. You know, if you're married, you got some times where you got some challenges. And this story definitely challenges some thoughts. Arguments, marital happiness hinges on wives keeping calm. Yes, ladies, do not allow your emotions to get the best of you, lest you lose your man. This was published in the journal Emotion, and it was done by a lady, so don't blame me. We're just the messenger. Don't shoot the messenger. Marital satisfaction depends on wives, not husbands, regulating their own emotions. Ooh, do you feel the seething rage right now? Do you feel that?
You know, I mean, there's different ways to interpret this, but just on the surface, you know, you read that, and it almost sounds like it's saying, you know what? If your wife can't calm down, then you're not going to have a happy marriage.
Right. Ben, do you agree with that?
I
think there's some merit in that, no?
Could have sworn when I read this, I could have sworn a man had done this, but it turns out it wasn't. It was a woman, and it, you know, goes on to say that though a husband should probably not suggest that his wife calm down during a fight.
Yeah, that's a bad move. You newlyweds out there, don't tell your wife, just calm down. That never works.
Not a good plan.
Walk away.
Researchers
Let
from the University of...
Let me give you some insight here. Hold on. Before you go into the research, I'm just going to give you some real-world practical advice. And this is a hard one to learn. You men, you husbands out there, that there are times when you've just got to let your wife alone. Let her sit it out, go into the room, whatever, and then come back. Because when you're in the midst of the emotional thing, if you're in a female body, again, now, this is not sexist. This is just observation. Allow it to ride itself out before you say, are you calm now? Because then you'll elicit it right back up. So this is a subject fraught with danger. Now, go back to the research. Sorry there, Super Don. Go ahead.
No, it's fine. This is a UC Berkeley, Northwestern University study, and they found that marriages in which wives were able to regain their composure quickly during a dispute were the happiest, both short-term and long-term. Now,
I don't know.
I've always looked at situations as being a mutual thing. You know, it's like, you know, you calm down, she calms down, and you guys try and communicate. In this study, they're saying that if the wife calms down sooner or better or more efficiently than the man, that somehow has a more positive effect on resolution in the future. I don't get it. This is kind of egg-headed for me, but it just doesn't make sense. It almost comes across as saying, you know what, the woman needs to calm down. You know,
well, yeah, that's right. The woman does need to calm down.
Yeah, but doesn't the guy have to calm down too?
Well, yeah, I mean, it's not like I'm saying, well, guys, you just kind of yell and scream and rant and rave. No, that's not it. But
she has to do it first.
Outside of the barroom brawl scenario of men that are just violent, and you know, that's not. But you know, if you got some rationality, the men tend to. Again, this is a male theme. Their aspect, just so you bear with me. Men and women all have that. Men have emotional sides too. Men have feminine sides too, and the women have masculine sides. So, you just understand where this is coming from. In both cases, I agree. Taking time to deep breathe and hug it out. Everybody, hug it out.
Check it out. Check out the story. We posted on Facebook. Give us a call. Tell us what you think.
Yeah, and then of course, you know, hug a veteran today. Say thank you, and don't let any more kids go into wars undeclared. All right, that'll be the message. We've got Dr. Rasha Bittar coming up next hour for Advanced Medicine Monday. Why? Because the power to heal is yours. Calm down, will you? Yeah, calm down. It's yours.
Did you know that I have not been to the doctor to treat an illness in over a decade? Do you want to know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, and after writing several books and spending thousands of hours researching natural alternatives, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sicknesses. So, how do I keep myself and family from getting sick? It's from the premium supplements I get from Betterway Health, like barley and flax oil, green tea extract, and Transfer Point's Beta 1 3D Glucan. Betterway Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16-1. I've teamed up with Betterway Health to save big on these all-natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive Ty Bollinger discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
An e-cig revolution is sweeping across the country. But is yours American-made? Vapriate e-liquid by LeSig is. Manufactured in Arkansas with 100% USA-sourced ingredients. And when you buy American, you support local jobs. Vapriate e-liquid by LeSig is top quality at an affordable price. The very principle that once drove the American economy. Get great taste with no ash, tar, or smoke. You'll be wondering why you didn't make the change to Vapriate e-liquid by LeSig a long time ago. LeSig.com has everything you need for beginners to the advanced vaping enthusiast with a wide variety of hardware and also imported e-liquid flavors as well. Plus, LeSig smokes the competition with fast, free, same-day shipping, real people customer service, and a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. Support our country and become a Vapriate at LeSig.com or call 870-525-1440. 870-525-1440. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.